Can I be honest with you for a minute? I know you're listening to this podcast because you want to create consistent content for your business. But here's what I'm hearing from so many of you in my DMs, my emails, and the comments that we get on YouTube. Crystal, I start content projects, but I never finish them. Or I feel so overwhelmed by all the moving pieces. Or I publish when I find time, which is basically never. And then this one here really gets me. I spent hours perfecting a post and it got 3 likes. Does this sound familiar? Because here's the thing. You're not broken and you're not lazy. You just don't have a system if you find yourself saying some of these similar things. So this is why I created the Prep'em Method Guide. This is the exact 5-step framework I've used since 2018 to create over 1,500 podcast episodes and 600 YouTube videos consistently, without the chaos, without the overwhelm, and without spending 12 hours editing one piece of content. This isn't about working harder. It's about working smarter with a proven system that gets your content from idea to published and actually get seen by your audience. So this guide breaks down exactly how much time to spend on each step. And trust me, you're probably spending way too much time in the wrong places. So if you're tired of the content creation hamster wheel and ready to finally get consistent, go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em. That's PREPM, and download your free copy right now. Stop letting great content ideas die in your drafts folder. Your audience is waiting for what only you can share. So go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em and get your Prep'em Method Guide today. Okay, let's get back to today's episode.
And I know that you're going to think of someone very specific when I ask you this question, but I want you to think about who is someone that you follow on social media or maybe a podcast or YouTube, and you're like, they are everywhere. Every time I open this app, they're there. They have a new piece of content. They have a new podcast episode. Like they're everywhere. How do they do this? They do this by repurposing. They are reinforcing their message across all of these platforms because we need repetition. People need repetition. I'm sure you've heard this before. People are like, you know, you need to hear a marketing message like 12 times before it really sinks in. So maybe you've seen them on Instagram and you saw a lot of their content before you even followed them. You would be like, huh, who's that? Okay, like that message resonates. Maybe it's not worth a follow yet. And then you see them again. You open your phone 2 days later and you're like, huh, it's the same person. Are they on a different podcast? No, that's still from their account. Okay, interesting. Okay, I resonate with that, but it's still not worth a follow. But then you see them multiple times. You're like, how do they do this? How do they keep showing up in this way? Repurposing. They're repurposing content that they've created either on their own podcast, on someone else's, on a YouTube like live stream, and then they're resharing it. Like people that are successful as creators and business owners that are really trying to get their message out there, they embrace repurposing. Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach you how to start, launch, and market your content with confidence. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of content creation, this is the show that will help be your time-saving shortcut. So let's get right to it, shall we? The final episode, right? We have been talking about why do podcasters ignore ... so many different topics. We've talked about why do we ignore our audience? Why do we ignore our stats, our downloads, our numbers? Why do we ignore monetization? Why do we ignore systems and workflows? And we have landed on why do podcasters ignore repurposing? Now, this is a concept that's very near and dear to my heart because I love to talk about repurposing your content. And the reason why, it's that let's work smarter, not harder. And I think that so many of you hit like hit that point of almost burning out or about ready to quit. And a lot of it comes down to all the things we've already listed before, like why do podcasters ignore all the things? And then repurposing is really at the top because you come to me and you say, Crystal, I run out of ideas. I don't know what else to talk about. Or you just keep spinning your wheels in, you know, what is my next step? What should I do? So if you have been consistently podcasting, then this is something you cannot ignore. You cannot ignore repurposing. So let me give you a quick, like, high level overview of what we're going to cover today. We're going to talk about why repurposing gets overlooked. Then we're going to dive into your podcast is a content goldmine. You don't need 15 new episodes to execute the strategies that I'm going to share with here with you today. And the third piece is how repurposing really builds momentum in your business and in your content. And let's just dive right in. So first and foremost, why does repurposing get overlooked? The common theme that I really hear from so many people in this community is, well, I don't have time. I don't have time to repurpose my content. I'm busy doing this, or I'd rather focus on that. And it's just not something that I have a ton of time to do. Therefore, I'm just going to publish an episode and move on with my life. Is that you? Is that you? You're like, oh, she called me out. She's calling me out today. Yes, yes, this is my job. This is my job as your content coach, as someone that's going to help you with your business and help you with your marketing. Like, I'm going to call you out because when people say, well, I don't have time to repurpose, then let's just be really honest. I don't have time to either, but I make time. How do I make time? I plan for it. So you probably heard me talk about our PREPA method, right? We talked about it in systems and workflows. It's plan, record, edit, publish, and market. That is our five-step PREPA method that we use here at Profit Media for every single piece of content. So in that planning process, I plan to repurpose content. That's when I make the time to repurpose. I plan for it. So if you're constantly saying right now, I don't have time to repurpose, maybe you just need a better plan. Maybe you need to have a plan. Maybe you don't have one right now at all. And so you need to be thinking about where can I add in these strategies for repurposing. For those of you that say you don't have time, maybe it's you do have time, you just don't have a plan. And that's okay. That's okay. We can work with that. We can work with if you don't have a plan, but saying you don't have enough time is just, it's not gonna work. It's not gonna work anymore. The next common thing is, I don't know where to start. I hear so many of you say, well, Crystal, I don't know where to start. That sounds awesome to have my content show up on YouTube and my podcast and TikTok and, you know, my email newsletter, but I don't have time. I don't have time. And I don't know where to start. So if that's you, if you've kind of raised your hand or you're nodding along to both of those, then I see you, I hear you, I feel you. But also, let's not use I don't know where to start as an excuse to not start. Because if you're listening to this and you've been podcasting, you've been creating content, you're capable of learning. Right? Is that fair to say that you're capable of learning new things, new skills, new tricks, new things that are important to your business or your content marketing strategy that saying, I don't know where to start, it's not good enough. Okay. Again, with coming in hot with the tough love today, it's not good enough to just say, I don't know where to start, because we have resources at Profit Media. We have podcast episodes, we have YouTube videos, we have blog posts that you can read all about repurposing. I even have an entire course. If you want to go check it out, it's called Radical Repurposing. So you can go look that out and like see, is that your next step and what you should do to really go on a deep dive of repurposing? Go check it out. We'll have a link in the description for Radical Repurposing, but saying I don't know where to start is not going to be the thing that gets you off the hook. With me, I'm not going to let you keep saying, I don't know where to start, because we can dive into the details on where to start. So I'm taking that away. I'm like peeling back your excuses one at a time. And there's two down, one more to go. The other one that I hear often, and this is especially those of you podcasters, that marketing makes your skin crawl, makes you a little itchy, you don't really love it in the first place. You will say to me, well, Crystal, doesn't everyone already listen to my show? Why do I need to repurpose? Why should I repurpose this? And let me just say, you're not wrong. Yeah, like part of that is true. Yes, you want people to listen to your show, whatever your main piece of content, whether it's your podcast episodes or your YouTube videos. However, if you really want them engaged and you really want to meet people where they're at, consider, well, how can you turn this longer form piece of content? Again, it's audio only podcast, it's a full YouTube video. How can you take that and turn it into the 5 Instagram posts that you were going to make that week, or your weekly newsletter, or the blog posts that you're going to put up on your website, right? Like, it's all there. You've already done the hard part. I think this is what so many of you don't understand, is like recording the long form piece of content. That is where all the goodness lives. Like, all of the riches are right there in the thing that you've already created. So now the magic puzzle piece is just unlocking, well, where can you use this strategically in other places of your business? And we're going to get to that, right? We're going to get to that. But don't say anymore, like, oh, don't just people, can people just listen to my show? Like, you sound like such a, like, I have 3 kids, right? I have 3 kids, and I just imagine them, we're going on a hike, and they're just like, can we just look at a picture of a sunset? Like, why do we have to go to the top of a hill to see this sunset overlooking the lake? Can we just look at a picture on Google? Really? No, you've already done most of the work. Like, we're just going to take you to the top of the hill. Like, it's just right around the corner. It's just a few more feet. It's just a few more steps, and you could get there. Like, this is where I feel like you are with your content. Like, you're so close. If you've already recorded that podcast episode, that YouTube video, you're so close. You've already done the hard work. Now, let's move into a plan of how you can use it, because repurposing is really about being smart with the content you already have and just rejigging it, reworking it, editing it, producing it in a different way to get the mileage out of it. Okay? So let's dive into, your podcast is a gold mine for content. There is a content gold mine. There's so many nuggets of wisdom, incredible things that you have likely already said, whether you have a solo show or an interview show, you're just starting, you've been doing this for years. Like, I don't care. Whatever kind of podcast you are producing today, there is really awesome content in there that you should be sharing in other forms and fashions throughout other pieces of your content and your business. So let's just break this down, right? Let's break this down into what this really looks like, because I know so many of you are tangible, right? Like, you want the visuals, you want the, like, Crystal, give me an example, give me a case study of what this actually looks like. So I'm actually going to, like, walk through exactly what this looks like. So let's say you had a 25-minute solo episode, okay? What could you turn that into? What could you turn that into? What could it be? If you had a 25-minute solo episode, you recorded it on video, right? I'm giving you all the variables here, right? You recorded it on Riverside. That's where I'm recording this today. And you could take that and cut it into, splice it into multiple other assets. And here's what it would look like. You could turn it into 3 to 5 social posts that you use. You could take a quote from it, where you have, like, captions, and then you could create a carousel of what you said, or a single graphic that you share. You make it in Canva. Then you could turn it into audiograms or little sound bites of it, or you could share behind the scenes. Like, I've seen so many videos where people are recording themselves while they're recording themselves. I know, it's like, it gets super meta in the creator world, right? It's like, you see someone, they have a camera, but they're also recording themselves on their phone while they're recording their camera. Like, you don't have to do, like, that crazy. It doesn't have to get, like, very, very specific, but It's an option, right? If you're going to be recording stuff, you could set your phone up. I don't even have, like, I'm like, oh, I should have done this today. You could set your phone up on a tripod and record yourself on your camera while you're also recording on your phone. And then you could have all of these assets happening at the same time. But the idea is to take this long form piece of content and cut it up into 3 to 5 pieces of content that you could share on your social media platforms. The other thing you could do is turn it into a blog post. So many of you, I have told you, you need a website. And you ask me, well, Crystal, I have this website. What do I put on it? Right? I have a homepage. Maybe I have a lead magnet. I have an about page and maybe a sales page, right? You don't need to have 20 main pages on your website. You could get away with 3 to 5 main pages. But if you're going to post something consistently on there, let it be blog posts. And I mean, I'm just going to call it like it is. There are so many incredible AI tools that you can use to turn your long form piece of content, that 25 minute episode, into a blog post. I do this with my Buzzsprout co-host AI. I could do this with Riverside and the show notes that they automatically create for me. You could do this with ChatGPT. Like, you don't have the excuse. Go back to stripping away your excuses. You don't have a reason to not turn this into a blog post on your website in minutes, super fast. And then you're able to use the power of SEO to hopefully get people to find you organically through searches. So blog post, easy fix. That could be done in minutes. The other piece is cutting down your clips into a YouTube short or Instagram reels. Again, back to not just social posts with text on the screen or a pretty graphic, but actually taking video clips out of what you said in an episode. Again, it could be from your phone. It could be from wherever you're recording your content. It could be on Zoom. It could be on Riverside, Google Meets. I don't care. Wherever you're recording your content, cut it up into short 30-second clips, 15-second clips, 60-second clips, up to 3-minute clips. I mean, you could do this in so many different ways, but the idea is grab pieces of your content that's going to tease out what you're talking about or the topics that make the most sense to really get your audience in. You're trying to reel them in, like, ooh, what would they be most interested in from this one specific episode? That's what you want to share on social, right? This episode really isn't all about marketing, but essentially it is, right? Repurposing is marketing. You're teasing out all of your micro, tiny, bite-sized pieces of your content in hopes that it's going to lead to them watching the entire episode or listening to an entire episode. That's my goal with repurposing, at least. So there's that one, like YouTube Shorts or Instagram Reels. An email to your list. Right? You could take everything you talked about. Remember, you have your 25-minute episode. You could take the transcript of that, upload it into ChatGPT, and say, I want to turn this into a newsletter. I don't want to give away all the pieces because I want to tease the content. But you could essentially create a newsletter from the episode that you created and have it be in a fun way. It's already in your voice. You recorded it. Right? So many people get scared, like, oh, I don't want to use AI because then it won't sound like me and people are going to know it's not me. Well, that is true if you just say, write me a newsletter. But if you take actual content, right? This is how I've had the best experience with ChatGPT is I start with something I created first, then I upload it and I say, okay, do this, but better, right? Like do this, but make it, you know, this specific format or make it sound like this, or I'm talking to this specific audience, or I want to highlight this specific problem, like go deeper. That's really what, like how I've been using it. Let's call it the AI sandwich, right? It's like AI plus a human in the middle and then AI at the end to make it sound better, right? Like that's the perfect formula for me and how I use AI in my content. So maybe I start with, you know, feeding things into AI to help me plan things, but then I add in my own stories, my own personal examples, like reasons why I think my audience, you, would appreciate this. And then I use AI to really smooth everything out and make it sound incredible. So we're not going to get into full, like how I produce things. We have other videos, other content out there on how that works. But an email to your list is the next way you can repurpose a 25-minute episode. And then the last one is a downloadable freebie. Now, so many of you have come to me and said, like, well, Crystal, I want to build my email list. I want to have a lead magnet to share, but I don't really know what I could use for that. Well, I would recommend, what is your number one, like, most downloaded, most watched, most listened to episode? And how could you create a lead magnet from that? Maybe you reuse that topic. Maybe you only go so deep in that episode, but then you create a PDF guide that goes really deep, or a specific training. Maybe you make a webinar specifically about that thing and it turns into a downloadable freebie. Y'all know I love Kit around here. You can go to crystalprofit.com/Kit. I'm a proud partner and affiliate with them. But they have all the things that you need to make this happen very seamlessly, especially from your podcast or your YouTube channel, and then send them to a landing page. And then they can, it's what I did with when I talked about editing, right? I've had episodes around editing and I was like, I need to make an editing guide, right? Because there's only so much I can do in an audio version of an editing episode. I need to have actual tangible things that people can either see on the screen in a video format, or they can look at in a PDF. So I created our podcast editing guide. Like, it doesn't have to be rocket scientists, y'all, or rocket science. Like, you can take the content you already have, go through, if you've already created a bunch of content, and look at what's the top performing content that you already have, and how can you turn that into a lead magnet? So food for thought, right? Your content is a gold mine. The last thing I want to talk about is how repurposing really builds momentum. And I know that you're going to think of someone very specific when I ask you this question, but I want you to think about who is someone that you follow on social media or maybe a podcast or YouTube, and you're like, they are everywhere. Every time I open this app, they're there. They have a new piece of content. They have a new podcast episode. Like, they're everywhere. How do they do this? They do this by repurposing. They are reinforcing their message across all of these platforms because we need repetition. People need repetition. I'm sure you've heard this before. As people are like, you know, you need to hear a marketing message like 12 times before it really sinks in. So maybe you've seen them on Instagram and you saw a lot of their content before you even followed them. You would be like, huh, who's that? Okay, like that message resonates. Maybe it's not worth a follow yet. And then you see them again. You open your phone 2 days later and you're like, huh, it's the same person. But are they on a different podcast? No, that's still from your account. Okay, interesting. Okay, I resonate with that, but it's still not worth a follow. But then you see them multiple times. You're like, how do they do this? How do they keep showing up in this way? Repurposing. They're repurposing content that they've created either on their own podcast, on someone else's, on a YouTube like live stream, and then they're resharing it. Like, people that are successful as creators and business owners that are really trying to get their message out there, they embrace repurposing in every form or fashion. They do not discriminate on what repurposing looks like, and they lean into it. So the other thing that repurposing really does, it attracts new people who don't listen to your podcast yet. So you can, again, get the mile out of everything that you've already created, right? You're trying to get the mileage out of this 25-minute piece of content, and then you're going to put it out on Instagram Reels. You're going to share it in your Facebook stories. You're going to share it on TikTok. You're going to put it in a newsletter because you're trying to get people to come to your main hub where you hang out online, and you want to direct them. Like, those little pieces are the beacon that are pointing like, hey, like, go check out the house. Like, it's over here. Come to home base. Like, this is where we want you to come hang out. And that happens a lot more naturally, organically, and strategically whenever you repurpose your content. But it also saves your brain so much time and energy and effort because it's less content creation and more content distribution. Let me say that again. Less content creation, more content distribution. And what I mean by that is you could take this one awesome piece of content that maybe you planned out super strategically, and now you're cutting it down because you know, you're like, oh, that's going to be a great Instagram reel. Oh, that would be a fantastic newsletter. I need to share that in a LinkedIn article because it's so good. And you can do that when you think about these things strategically. So again, we cannot ignore repurposing. In 2025, in the future, we cannot ignore repurposing. It needs to be part of your regular strategy. But it also builds authority because it makes you the go-to expert in everything that you're doing. Because I promise you, once you get more visibility, you start getting more opportunities. You have people knocking on your door and saying, hey, I see that you show up on TikTok and you're on Instagram and you're on LinkedIn and you're talking about the same thing. Like, maybe we should collaborate in some fun way. Maybe we should do a podcast swap. Or you know what? I would like to do a brand partnership or collaboration. These things are possible whenever you show up consistently, right? We've talked about consistency several times throughout this series. But the other part is repurposing and sharing across all the different platforms where you know your audience is already hanging out. Now, I realize that this strategy is a little bit more advanced because you do have to show up consistently in order for repurposing to work. So maybe I'm not talking to the beginner podcaster in today's episode. Maybe you feel a little overwhelmed. You're like, Crystal, oh my gosh, repurposing? That feels like it's too much. It might be. It might be. But you're at the end of our 5-part series, and I feel like we've kind of built up the momentum to land here so that I can speak to those of you that have been showing up consistently, and you're like, what is the next thing? What is the next level? It's repurposing. If you have not crossed that bridge, if you have not explored these uncharted waters of what it could look like to post clips of your content, repurposing is your next step. So to recap, right? Let's recap today's episode. We've talked about repurposing helps you work smarter, not harder, and that your content already has so much goodness in it, and it deserves a longer shelf life. It deserves to live beyond the 24-hour period of whenever it was published. Give it some more room, like breathe some life into those old episodes. You don't have to just go back to what you published last week. Like, what have you done 5 years ago that could use a refresh and a rebrand and breathe some more life into it, right? Think about what you did a long time ago that's still relevant today. Those popular episodes, those things that are really strategic and important for your audience, how can you breathe some life back into those? And then the last thing is, the more ways that you show up, the more that your audience sees you and trusts you, right? We've heard about the know, like, and trust factors. Like, the more people see you showing up consistently, they're like, oh, they're talking the talk and walking the walk. I can trust them because they know their stuff. They show up in their field. They are the go-to expert because I learn from them regularly. And I hope that that's what you get whenever you hang out with us on the YouTube channel or on the podcast, because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to really emulate and demonstrate and be an example of what it looks like to show up consistently, to repurpose content on a regular basis, and to help you get more strategic in your content and in your business. Woo, y'all, this series was so incredible. So to recap, we went through 5 parts of why do podcasters ignore, and we have the entire series. It's going to be in a playlist on our YouTube channel. We want you to go check it out. Make sure that if you are a podcaster, you are not ignoring any of these, okay? You no longer have the excuse of like, well, I just didn't know. Yes, yes, we told you. We told you. Your podcast coach told you. You needed to go check these out. So go check out the rest of the videos. If you have not watched them, they are going to be so helpful in helping you really achieve success with your content in 2025 and beyond. But that's all I have for you today. So make sure you stay tuned for some fun new things that we're doing with the show over the next few weeks. You're going to see some changes in a good way and in a more elevated way. We're going to be talking more about business advice, content tips, content strategy in a brand new way that we haven't before. And I'm so excited. So I hope you stick around with us for the ride. Make sure you follow and subscribe if you have not already. And as always, remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.
Hey, Profit Podcast listeners. Thanks for sticking around a little bit after the episode to hear this special message, because I want to hear from you. We are starting a new segment called Fan Mail Shoutouts, and I want to hear from you, and I want to hear your questions. What do you want to know? What questions have you been dying to ask me? So here's how to make this happen. Go to the app where you're listening to this podcast right now. Go there. I'll wait a second. Okay. Now, once you're there, you're going to see a hyperlink at the top of the episode description that says, send Crystal a text message. And that's all I want you to do. Send me a text. It could be casual, informal. It could be totally anonymous. Or if you want, you can include your name and the name of your podcast or content wherever you are creating, and I will give you a special shout out in an upcoming episode. So again, go to the show notes for where you're listening to this episode right now, and it will say, send Crystal a text message, and I cannot wait to hear from you and give you a shout out in an upcoming segment of Fan Mail Shoutouts.